This podcast is brought to you by Winter Scribbler Publishing, where reality and imagination turn into delicate harmony of scripts and illustrations. Visit www.winterscribbler.com for collections of books, poetry, and graphics by diverse talents of artists and writers around the world.
Hi guys, welcome back to WLW Podcast. It is already 2021. Happy New Year. I wish that everyone, anywhere you are in the world, are in great health. I would like to thank you for the feedbacks and messages that you have sent to me after the end of season one of this podcast. So WLW Podcast Season 2 will be focusing on dissecting some new areas related to relationship with other women from another woman's perspective. We will talk about a topic which we face commonly, any challenges and, you know, interesting experiences when we are in a relationship with another woman in our life, but mainly in a romantic way. As usual, I will start talking about the topic based on the poems, books, or any writings that I am currently working on or just completed. Also from any song, lyrics, movies, and TV series that I may find interesting to share it here. As I mentioned in the last episode of season 1, we will look into this book which I had published recently around November 2020, which is titled Letters of a Thousand Speeches, which is currently available in Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, online bookstores, and our website at www.winterscribbler.com. This book was written a little bit different in comparison to my previous book, which is Masterpiece in Your Heart. It is a prose and poetry combined with letters-like format, which is meant and written to the person whom I was writing to. I purposely wanted to try something different for this book as I wanted to have more freedom in writing what I felt at the moment with no filter. And there will be about one episode in this season which I will talk about recently released song, assumed to be questionable on what it meant. I will also talk about some books with queer representation, and also popular characters in TV series in which their storyline will be more convincing and interesting if they are not written straight. The question you may ask is, what is the difference between season 2 from season 1? Why should you continue to listen to this podcast? Well, apart from probably you would like to listen to me talking, which I appreciate it, I have created something more interesting. Okay, remember the quote, live the life you have imagined or act on your imagination? So for most of the episodes which mention any of my poems or writings in my book, Letters of a Thousand Speeches, that I have selected to talk about in this podcast, there will be a short scene made into film. And this series of scenes will be available in our YouTube channel, Winter Scribbler, and my Patreon page. The reason I decided to do this is because I love writing scripts and developing it into films, which have been one of my dreams. And also, I feel like I enjoy watching WLW films and series in which I believe most of us love to, like with all the fan base, such as Supercorp, Britanna, Klexa, Chloe, Juliantina, and many others. I look forward to making something which is enjoyable for us to watch, not only just to listen. So meanwhile, I am starting this with the intro from Letters of a Thousand Speeches, the prose and poetry. When I told you I could write hundreds of letters filled with a thousand speeches, what I meant was I have done it since the day we met again 7 years ago. Your kindness, attention, protectiveness, wit and curiosity have lit up my life. Every time you smile, it seeps into my mind, begging to be in my memory. The way you laughed and how you hid that beautiful shy smile puts me to sleep at night. I thought I had lost all this 7 years ago, and then you came back. Have you ever wondered how a person can feel every single pitch, beautifying each breath, filled with words of longing, pining for affection, embossing the empty soul by being visible? Remember I have mentioned about this specific someone in season one? I believe you guys have personally experienced this kind of situation at least once in your lifetime. There is always that specific someone who is different from the others. Doesn't matter whether it is just someone whom you flirt with or be in relationship with. So that's someone whom you feel more comfortable to share about yourself in comparison to when you are with your friends. That's someone who makes your heart shrink when you think about them. There's someone who will make you smile and you can feel your cheeks heat up. And this someone will not only make your mind imagine those moments that you think will never exist, but she will make you need something that you never knew you wanted when you are with others. Poets and writers call this someone the muse.
This podcast is brought to you by Winter Scribbler Publishing, where reality and imagination turn into delicate harmony of scripts and illustrations.
As a person who likes to write in my own diary and remember significant details whenever I am with someone I am or was interested in, I will normally write the moments I will enjoy or have with them during that day. And these inspirations normally come in me without being forced to. So, for instance, I used to express my feelings towards some of my friends who I went out with. I'm talking here about those I have crush on, written in my diary. So I started maybe since I was in secondary school, writing like this. Then eventually, the words I wrote became poems. So this doesn't come with anyone I have crush on, but I realized since 2013, whenever I went out with her, words come out freely in poetry. So even after I came back from going out with her, probably until 3 a.m. or 5 a.m., I will not be able to sleep straight away and ended up writing about our time together or whatever I feel at that moment. So when she stopped contacting me for about 2 years, I could not recall any new piece about love and romance in my poems. And then when she came into my life again in 2017, every new words and experiences came into place again, and the poems just automatically develop on its own. And I realized that it is more smooth than the usual ones I wrote about others. So initially, I don't believe when writers or songwriters talk about the muse in their songs. I mean, what is the big deal? But then when it happened to me, I knew this is a thing. I guess muse is something that motivates you. A muse is that someone who makes you feel special, and you feel it too, although it might not mean they feel the same way. So that two-way feelings is still subjective. A close friend of mine, let us name her Tria. Tria asked me recently, how did I even have the idea to write those poems? How can I even write something? She asked me. So for your information, I considered her as one of those mother's friends I have who knew what to ask from me, especially if she knows I keep things in secret or she suspects that something is going on, like something about someone I am with or interested in. So the only reply I could say was, I don't know. Sometimes, you know, some ideas just come by and it will automatically motivate me to write. Like I said, I could feel my friend knows something is going on because she doesn't look convinced with my replies. Meanwhile, I would like to share with you regarding the significance of the artwork in Letters of a Thousand Speeches and how the contents are presented. So the cover art, right, this is made by Ikrima Art Studio. Shout out to him. So the woman portrayed on the cover page has the same features as the main character in the poems, okay? The hair color, especially the hair length and slight curls, everything that I requested, he actually could make it so much better than my imagination. And the one that I didn't expect was that he made it look luxurious. I think the colors combination was very good. In fact, his design was considered my most favorite. As for the contents of the poems and letters, they are written and arranged in a timely order. So the timeline is actually divided into three phases, from 2013 to 2014, 2017 to 2018, and 2019 to 2020. So I had included three beautifully made illustrations. I give you one shot of the example of the illustration for your information. Hold on, eh? Where is it? Hey, this. I really love this. Okay, so I had included three beautifully made illustrations by Sijit Jilal, which represent these three phases. So this illustration consists of the symbols of the moments I had with her, such as the roller coaster at Universal Studio, musical notes that meant something for us, which I can say in Taylor Swift term is our song, our hand-holding imagery, and many other symbols. So every specific on the three illustrations were made beautifully and with a lot of minute details. So personally, I can say that I love it. Anyway, if you are interested, there are merchandise available for this book, like t-shirt, mugs, and magnets for these three illustrations. You can visit www.interscribber.com to shop for the items. I hope you like the introduction of this book and its backstory, because I feel it is better to share with you how this book came about, just so you know where the episodes and experiences are coming from. It has so much significance for me, and I feel like it is one of the main life-changing experiences in my journey. And I hope you will enjoy reading it. I would like to end this episode with this. Remember when both of us were asking each other whether poems are inspired when we are sad or when we have everything in our lives? I knew what it was, but I had no courage to tell you. That one muse. Thank you guys for listening. For the live recording of this podcast, please visit our YouTube channel, Winter Scribbler. The link to the video and the episode transcript is available in our website. To support us, be our patron and receive additional benefits with your membership, such as free books from our publishing company, behind the scenes episodes, tutorials, and many other benefits linked to our sister company, Graphalist International. Meanwhile, I will see you in the next episode. Take good care of yourself. Bye bye.